Blog Talk Radio. The 15-minute wrap-up. My name is Tom. This is the 15-minute wrap-up, boys and girls. What a game yesterday. If you missed it, all I can tell you is you missed it. Colts-Titans in Nashville. What a game it was. I'm going to tell you, it was the Colts are back. Peyton has his mojo back.
Thursday night football, where your weekend always starts right here. Week 14 went down with Jeff Fisher and the Tennessee Titans needing this win just as much as Manning, who came in with three straight losses. The Titans were once upon a time 5-2. They came in at 5-7. Several game absence, and Dwight Freedy comes from all the way on the other side of the field to knock the ball loose. The Colts recover.
That's what this defense does. It hustles, it pursues, and it's relentless to the ball. Here they get a takeaway.
What a big time play right there, and it put Peyton Manning right back on the field, and he went right at Cortland Finnegan all nothing. 15 straight quarters, it looked like the Titans would go without scoring an offensive touchdown when Cricket Johnson makes the play out of the backfield on the dump off pass. Johnson then would then take it in from there with his first rushing touchdown in 3 weeks. 21-7 at the half, and then the Titans got the ball to start the second half. Randy Moss did a lot of that tonight.
Sure didn't play much.
Kenny Britt was back, and he was the man taking over the number one receiver spot, even though he didn't start. And Kenny Britt on an 18-yard corral and a first down to the 8, converting on third down. And this crucial opening possession of the second half wound up with a touchdown. Turn those machines back on. We've got a game. Craig Stevens with a 7-yard score. Titans' first touchdown pass in 3 weeks also. So it's a one-possession game. Third and goal on the Colts' next drive. Reggie Wayne broken up by Blair White.
What a great defensive play by Blair White.
Peyton Manning have a nice jolly moment with his injured-reserved all-pro tight end. Dallas Clark is making the trips with the Colts, who made a very important business trip here to Tennessee, and they come out with a crucial win. The Titans now fall to 5-8. And you have to wonder how in the world they're going to have a roadmap to the playoffs if they win out. By taking a look at the standings right here, you have to figure the winner of this division is going to have an above 500 record. And now the Titans will have to go eventually into that good night with the VY/Jeff Fisher scenario.
Oh, that's right, boys and girls. My goodness, what a great game it was. Congratulations, Indianapolis Colts. They're still on the hunt. They're going Jaguar hunting very, very soon. They got a few days off to prep for that game, and what a good game it was down there in Tennessee. The Colts came away with a crucial win last night, defeating Tennessee Titans 30-28. The victory snapped a 3-game losing streak for the Colts, keeping them squarely in the playoff hunt. Just as importantly, got Peyton Manning back on track. Like I said, maybe he's got his mojo back. Hey, maybe he listened to Tom here and Kevin here on The Balance. Hey, welcome back, Peyton. You're welcome on the show anytime. But but seriously, I tell you what. You know, Manning bounced back, like I was saying, from throwing 11 interceptions in his previous 3 games. 11 interceptions. Unheard of. Unheard of for Peyton Manning, most definitely unheard of for Peyton Manning, to complete 25 or 35 passes for 319 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no picks. But this is what people are talking about around the water cooler. It's a touchdown he didn't throw. However, it has most people talking about the game. Oh, my goodness. I think you know exactly what play I'm talking about.
Reggie Wayne ran a route, and Blair White ran the wrong route, and basically interfered with Reggie Wayne when he was when Peyton Manning was throwing the ball to Reggie Wayne, and Blair White just ran right in front of that and just completely debacled the play and just completely ruined the touchdown. That's absolutely right. That's what he was doing on the sidelines after Peyton gave him a nice little earful and said, "What's up with the rookie? What happened?" Okay, which brings me to a very important point. What has to happen with the Colts to continue to win, to move forward? And that, very simply, is they have to learn to play together. They have to learn, each team has to come together as a team unit. Peyton Manning talked a little bit about it after the game yesterday on the NFL Network. And basically, what happens is that special teams have got to generate momentum to score. Defense have got to generate momentum to score. Offense have got to create momentum to score. And they've got to put all those pieces together in order for it to come together for a very good playoff season. Because I'm going to tell you what, boys and girls, those Jaguars are no joke. And I tell you, and the Titans really played the Colts pretty good. And, you know, I still think that the Colts have it in them. I still think the Colts have it in them to win the division. But they have got to put it together, and they've got to start putting it together now. You know, Manning has got to step back a little bit, and other players have to step up more to make this happen. So, you know, like I said last week, and well, I'm sure we're going to talk about it again tomorrow on The Balance, is the Colts have to play better football. Plain and simple. This is the big boy game, and you know, Peyton Manning has to get out there and do it. Now, I'm not bashing the Colts. I'm just simply saying what needs to happen. Tomorrow, guys, we're going to be live tomorrow down there at Panera Bread. So make sure you stop by. We're going to be there between 8 and 10 at the corner of Rockville Road and Raceway. Just come on back to the back there, grab you a cup of coffee, sit down, and be a part of our studio audience. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We've got some guest callers that are calling in. I believe we've got my son, Zach, who's calling in from the Marines in North Carolina. He's going to call in and talk a little Colts football with us, and talk a little bit to us. We should have Ed Coleman, the reigning Balance fantasy football champ, online. And, you know, and we're working on getting more and more exciting guests, more people to put the show together a lot better. And then, of course, on Sunday we've got Indiana Close Up, where we just take a closer look at Indiana sports and what's going on. So here's the thing. Colts, you got to win some football, okay? Pacers are winning basketball. See, this is what happens when I do the show on a Friday evening as opposed to a Saturday morning. So the wins have got to come together. Make sure you also check out my blog online, thebalanceonline.com. You can find us there, and I'll put the link on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook under The Balance. Just search The Balance, and you should have no problem locating us on the World Wide Web. And you can also shoot us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. This is the 15-minute wrap-up. We do this every day. We just kind of wrap up the sports of the day before and just kind of talk about what's coming up in the world of sports as the day progresses. And the good thing about The Balance is we give you a very full balance of sports. And I know that we've got Josh Elmore, who is our official NBA contributor. He's out at the Pacer game tonight, and I'm sure that he's going to have a lot to talk about with the Pacers and the NBA. So make sure you join us tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as we're going to be streaming it live on Ustream. And, of course, our various other different forms of media. You can find us on iTunes. Roughly about an hour after the show airs, you can download it off of iTunes, put it in your iPod, and listen to us anytime that you want. And the best of all is it's absolutely free. And right now, as this show is going on live, the Pacers are up 50-57. They're at the half there, getting ready to go into the half there. So I know that Josh Elmore is out there at that game, and he is going to be giving us the breakdown of that game tomorrow. Of course, you know, we've got College Football Bowl to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit more about Kevin Wilson taking the job as the head coach of the IU football team. We've got some baseball to talk about. We've got a lot of sports to talk about tomorrow. We're going to be live at Panera Bread right there at Rockville Road and Raceway in Avon. Right next to the wings, etc. You can't miss us. Come in and come all the way back. Grab a cup of coffee and a pastry or something. Sit down with us and be a part of our studio audience. We'd love to have you. It's a great time. We just sit around, talk sports, drink some coffee. It's a good time to come out on a Saturday morning. We'll promise to have you at home and in front of the TV before any of the games take place. And also, you can make sure you can call in tomorrow. You can join us in the chat room. You can see us on Ustream. So make sure you do that. Make sure that you take a couple hours and join me, Tom, Kevin, and Josh here on The Balance as we break down a full show for us, and that's our flagship station. And those of you that might wonder about Fantasy Football Huddle, it's kind of merged in with The Balance now that a lot of fantasy football is in their playoff seasons. And pretty much if you guys aren't there, you're not going to make it. So if you're not there, you know, obviously Derek Jeter got paid. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about John Harbaugh. He got a little testy. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about, you know, what's going on in college football with these coaches and what are they doing? And, you know, we're going to kind of look at that, and we're going to Ron Artest is making the headlines again. We're going to talk a little hockey, I believe. Of course, we're going to break down the Colts and Titans game again, and the playoff picture of what's coming together and how the playoff picture is looking for the NFL. So please make sure you join us tomorrow, and I promise you, you won't be disappointed. That's for sure. Well, guys, it's been good. This has been the 15-minute huddle, and we are going to we do this every day, and tomorrow we'll be on 8 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, Ustream. You can find the link on Facebook. We'll have the link up on our website, and then also on Twitter. So you can certainly find us. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow down at Panera Bread. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been good. You've been wrapped up. We'll see you tomorrow. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a bitch, didn't you?
That's all, folks.